When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Our resident historian Felix Spinell, he joins us every Friday for All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind local places and things. And this week, they rarely make it onto maps or in the signage out front, but Seattle has its fair share of buildings with well-known nicknames.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, good morning. I like organic names for things, you know, where there's no focus group or marketing people, or just, you know, just some wise guy or gal comes up with a clever free-range nickname for something. We've talked about this before with cities and neighborhoods and everything. The somethings for today's purposes are buildings in downtown Seattle, and all the examples we'll talk about are inspired by the way the building looks. Now, we've talked before about this building the Space Needle came in. That's a well-known one. That's the old Seafirst Bank Tower, which was built in 1968. That nickname was in print, I think, by 1969. The place is called Safeco Plaza officially nowadays, but a lot of people still call it the building the Space Needle came in. Now, here's a few more.
But why?
It's this big box.
Okay.
It was built after the Space Needle, which pointed out when we talked about this. The chronology doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
But it's this big box, and it was the first big skyscraper in the late 60s.
I've never heard that.
Okay. Now, the first one, I'm going to say a few of these. I'll say the nickname. You tell me where it is or what it is. Try and guess. It'll be like a game show, okay?
Oh, boy.
Tom, you can join in, too.
Kurt, thank you.
Yeah, everybody. We're going to get... Okay, all right. First one is what inspired me to do the topic. I read the other day in the Seattle Times that a loan is coming due on developer Martin Selig's portfolio of downtown Seattle properties, which includes the Darth Vader building. Hmm. Cricket noise.
Is that no idea.
Seattle Library?
No, this is the 4th and Blanchard building right there. It's got the very pointy, sharp edges.
Oh, yeah.
And the location's in the name, 4th and Blanchard building.
Okay.
Star Wars, of course, came out in 1977. That building was built in 1979. And it was actually, by February of 81, that name was already being used in print. So it caught on pretty soon. Okay, here's an easy one. The sinking ship.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Cricket noise. Who are these people? Why? What has happened to Colleen and Tom and Sully? Where did you guys?
A sinking ship.
It's a parking garage on 2nd Avenue across from the Smith Tower. You guys have never heard that? Am I insane?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not insane. It's interesting.
Let's go to a commercial.
I don't
you're
get downtown much. Something.
How's traffic looking, Sully?
I don't know. What's the building with the walrus tusks on it?
Okay.
Yeah, I see.
The sinking ship parking garage is across from the Smith Tower. It's built on the site of the old Seattle Hotel, which was damaged in the earthquake 75 years ago.
We
tipped
used to
up at an
there
angle
before going to the clubs.
It has a bow that points up in the air, so it looks like. And they, you know, was built in 1961. I don't know what it was originally officially called, but by the early 70s, they were calling that in print. And I thought everyone knew it was called the Sinking Ship Parking Garage. And actually, Diamond Parking now calls it the Sinking Ship Garage.
They have embraced
the nickname, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. No one's going to know this one probably. I think the view of this building is gone. You used to be able to see it from the viaduct. It was built in 1991 and called the Ban Rollon Building. exactly.
Because it looks like a deodorant.
Thank you, Nick.
It's great to be on today's final installment of All Over the Map with Felix Spinell. Folks, it's been a great run. Isn't he wonderful? Let's hear this way. Here's a banker's box with all of your belongings. No.
What I love is you're teaching us something, Felix.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe we shouldn't have turned this into a game show.
Let's have the text people confirm that I'm not insane. Well, we ask that all the time. But it's called the 2nd and Seneca Building. It was built in 1991, and it was called the Ban Rollon Building because the top is kind of round. Looks like the ball in an old roll-on container.
You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think, the name was in print by the year it opened. It was embraced right away. But again, the viaduct view is gone, so I don't think you see that name anymore.
Sixth time's a charm. Is that
all right? Here's a weird one here. We're getting into the more esoteric ones. I should have done this the other direction, I think. But I'll come back and do this in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll pretend like we know all these. Okay, here's one. The Twin Toasters are just the toasters? Cricket noise again? Good. Metropolitan Park Towers along the freeway there. They're called the Metropolitan Park East, Metropolitan Park West. Okay. And most of these were in print by 1993 in a column my old pal Jean Godden did.
Oh, yeah.
So she was, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and Jean's about 1,000 feet tall as far as I'm concerned. Okay. You used to work for this company. I think both of you did.
Yeah.
The washer and dryer?
Fisher Plaza?
Before Fisher Plaza, there was a Como building, two Como buildings there. One built in the 40s, one built in the 70s.
Yeah.
And people called it the washer and dryer. They're very plain-looking boxes.
Right.
I heard Brian Johnson call it that about 20 years ago. I'm Brian Johnson. he called it. Then it was in print, though. Emmett Watson called it that in a column back in the 1970s. Let's do a couple backwards ones now because they're weird. I don't want to say the names on the air because this is a family show.
Oh.
All right, the AT&T Tower, which is now the Seattle Metropolitan Tower. Anybody have any ideas of the anatomical look of that one?
Nope.
Cricket noise, please. Very good. Okay, and the Rainier Tower had also a name that isn't exactly anatomical, but it could be construed that way, but it was in print by 1978. Can I have cricket noise again, please?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say those, but I want our listeners, our more chronologically endowed listeners, to tell me. They know the answer.
Somebody wrote, Kristen and Bothell said, the pencil building. Do you know
that's,
that one?
That's the Rainier Tower.
That's the
one
Rainier
of the names. But there's another name for it that's that nowadays would be kind of like people would snort, chuckle if we said the name.
One person said they know the band roll-up building.
See,
so.
I love our listener.
Crowd is out there, Felix.
I think we're going to dump my regular music. Just play the cricket noise every time I come on now.
Okay, sounds good.